and dust, you know, and then cover a pretty good little spot, and then go on all the go up and disappear.
Did you ever hear a farmer call to his mule that he was plowing with them to get them to turn?
Yeah, I know, but I've forgotten now what we called it, so you know.
Did you say G?
Huh?
Did you say G?
Yeah. And I've seen some ox, and they'll listen to you. All the lumber that was used in building houses away back hunter come from Jefferson, Texas, and they brought it through with oxen wagon. And I've seen them down here, and there was no fences, everything was there, and they just picked them just the nearest route that they could to get here. And it come and they brought it through with oxen on wagon, and the lumber come from Jefferson, Texas. And they could just talk to them there, old oxen, about getting around a tree, and they knew just exactly what they meant and all, and they'd circle out here and all to miss that tree. They were sensitive, and they didn't have, they had yokes that they put around their necks and down, and then hooked onto the wagon with things and all that pull the wagon. And they'd be great big oxen, probably weigh 1,000 to 1,200 pounds, you know, great big. But they understood what the driver was telling them to do. They wouldn't just go straight ahead and hit a tree and circle out and miss it.
Now, if you were about to ride a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
What would I say to the horse?
To get him started.
I'd say, get up. Yeah.
What would you do if you wanted him to go faster?
Well, maybe have spur on the heel of the shoe and all, and I'd spur him, or else I'd slap him with the reins of the bridle bit, you know, to get him to going faster.
If you wanted to stop, what would you say to him?
Well, I'd pull upon the reins and I don't know whether I'd set in, but I'd just pull up on the bridle reins and all and have him stop. Because he would, if you just said stop, he would.